We are here at Community Garden by Lafayette Square Mall in Indianapolis, and with me is Maria Figueroa of Refugee Resource and Research Institute. So could you share with us, Maria, what you're doing here, and how do you pull the community together and some of the refugees?
Well, first of all, I would like to profoundly thank FHL for all the help that they've provided and given to us over the past couple of years. They have been with us. We've had their support since the initial conception of this project. Well, it's a project that addresses different components in the lives of refugees. Number one, their identity. They come from an agricultural background, and I thought it would be nice if they can be reconnected to their agricultural background, so that if they're connected to something familiar, integration and resettlement in a foreign country is not going to be as alienating as it already is. And number two, coming from the land, they are used to cultivating it and nourishing it and then growing food off of it. So again, we go back to their identity. It addresses the issue of not only physical hunger, but hunger for home, hunger for something more, I should say, divine. Mm-hmm. And with the help of FHL, by giving us the initial tilling and plowing services, we are able to fulfill fulfill that. Mm-hmm. And that is the main objective. The other objective is if it becomes income generating, which is slowly is becoming, that would be a bonus.
All right. Thank you, Maria. The leader of the volunteer group, and I will let him introduce himself and the school.
My name is Ivan Moiseev. I'm site leader for Samuel Jones program at IUPUI, and we're here to help you out.
Okay. And so what is the purpose? Basically, you were looking for like a project that involves environment.
Yes. Every month we have different themes. So this month's theme is environmental issues in Indiana and Indianapolis. So we're trying to do as many projects as possible that are related to environment in any way, just to help out solve this issue.
Right, and also this is like the third time or more times that you chose Faith, Hope, and Love. Could you share with us why you chose Faith, Hope, and Love?
Yes, Faith, Hope, and Love. It's organization that is always willing to give us different projects for our volunteering events, and we never had any problems contacting this agency, and we were very satisfied with staff. They were really helpful, and with all the projects we did for Faith, Hope, and Love. So we will definitely keep working with Faith, Hope, and Love in the future.
All right. Thank you.
My name's Elena Brown. I'm a student at IUPUI. So I got this off the volunteer page, the Live Faith and Hope.
Faith, Hope, and Love.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And so we're just cleaning up these lots. I've been picking up trash and corn stalks and stuff. So I don't really have too much volunteer experience, but I have some gardening experience.
Oh, good. Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Yeah. So besides the volunteering, so is this your major, or how'd you get involved?
Social work is my major, so I'm just looking for volunteer work.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Liu Lei Wu. I come from IUPUI, and we're just here to grab the corn and plant the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
I'm Jen, and I'm from IUPUI. Oh, we come here for the land to put something out and put them together.
Okay. Yeah. And your name?
My name is Han Fu. I come from IUPUI too, and we come here to get some corn, maybe corn out, and get it together.
Okay, so it seems like you guys are from Asia and from Asia too. What country are you from?
I just come from China.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
Okay, all from China. All right, thank you for your help. Just heard several testimonies from the students of IUPUI from different countries. And what a great sight to see the refugees being benefited from the work of the students from different countries as well. So missional community, that's what we're looking for, and that's what we are striving to build, our different missional communities. God bless you. Bye.